Yo,
Jack, what's going on, player?
Chilling, man. What's up with you?
Shit, just sitting back, man, watching this game, man. What's up with you, man? What you doing?
Man, slow motion, bro. Looking at some street racing on the TV, man.
I guess I'm waiting for Shorty Nick to join the convo. She ain't joined us yet, so we can get this little hot convo going, man.
I got you.
Feel me? So, yo, tell the listeners about you a little bit, man.
Man, I'm down here in these mean streets of Memphis, Tennessee, just living life, man. Trying to see what's to it.
And what's mean down there, man?
Nah, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of the mean shit come from Chicago. A lot of dudes that moved out of Chicago and that moved down here call themselves tough, call themselves GDs and vice lords.
There's some GDs down there.
They say they GDs. I don't really know. You know, I ain't never been involved in that world, so I can't make them spit they lick or whatever they call that shit.
Still waiting for Nikki to join the chat, man.
Man, she must be asleep or something.
I don't know, man. She said she was finna join. She said let her know once it came through. I just texted, like, you seen it, right?
Yeah, I seen it, Tech.
I don't know what she on, Black.
That Android.
You say that Android.
Yeah. She got that Android. That shit ain't popping.
So iPhone's got the best phone, huh?
Most definitely. I ain't gonna stunt though. I think Apple got the best user interface. You know, as far as the operation of the phone, but you know, Apple uses Samsung parts in their phone, so you know, it's one of them argument points, kind of like the LeBron GOAT conversation. Some people got their opinions and other people got different opinions. You know how that go.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that think he the GOAT though.
Yeah.
I don't know what motherfuckers be on.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Shorty Nick on the line.
She came through and bust this bitch down.
What's good?
What's good? What y'all on tonight?
Yeah, man, we just, you know, chillaxing, having a little convo, nothing major.
That's what's up.
Motherfucker trying to thaw out.
Yeah.
There's snow up here killing us, man.
Nah, we ain't got no snow yet. We just got some wind and a little rain.
Hey, Shy. What was your beef with Shorty Nick on my last episode, man?
Oh, we got beef? You had beef?
No, I ain't had no beef with Shorty Meek. Her shit was straight. She kept it 100.
You said what?
I was going to say.
My beef was with Lily.
What was your beef with her?
How she shitted on her baby daddy. Like, because I feel like in a relationship, it's three sides to every story. It's your side, they side, and then it's the truth. You know, without all of the bias and shit involved in it. So when somebody tell me, you know, if I ask somebody, you know, what happened with your relationship, and all they say is, man, dude, or from a dude's perspective, the other person wasn't shit, the other person did this, the other person did that, the other person didn't do this, didn't do that. First thing come to my mind was, what the fuck did you do? Or what did you not do?
I mean, that's typical. Everybody gonna do that. Everybody ain't gonna give you what they did. They gonna give you what hurt them. So I can understand that as a woman. Yeah, but you know y'all niggas ain't shit, so
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, hey. I feel you on that, but it's a lot of chicks out here that ain't on shit either. That
I agree
shit.
With that too.
And
I agree with that too.
And there's nothing wrong with not being shit. Because at some point in your life, you gotta go through bullshit to understand. You know, just like as a little baby, you had to touch that hot ass stove to know not to touch that motherfucker again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna say niggas gotta cheat and niggas gotta do this and gotta do that to learn how not to do that. But, you know, some niggas' learning curves are different than others. You know what I'm saying? So some gotta go through that. Some gotta, you know, learn they ins and outs and but the hard part is figuring out why that shit happened. Once you get to the bottom of why you need to fuck with five or six different chicks, you can stop.
That's my thing. Why you doing it in the beginning in the first place? It's the ego thing. It's your ego.
So wait. Shorty Nick, what's your reason or your thoughts about or why a dude need to mess with five chicks at the same time? Two to five chicks at the same time? Because it ain't usually no goddamn five chicks. It's probably
nah,
one or two.
He a bad motherfucker no if he knocking down
got
five
too much
of them.
Time.
Yeah.
You got too much time on your goddamn hands. My take on that.
Motherfucker ain't got no job, ain't got no money.
You don't need no money.
All he offering is dick. If you got good dick, you don't need no money.
Nope.
You got good dick and some tongue. What you talking about? Bitches always want to come.
Facts.
Fuck that.
So what? Why you think a motherfucker guy will mess around with more than one?
I think
chick?
It's the ego.
Why you think? What? Explain yourself, cause I don't understand that.
Ego meaning that he say if he in a relationship, cause most guys that are in a relationship nowadays, I guess it's a new trend. That's what they do. You know, they got a side bitch and they got, oh, this my friend, oh, this my cousin, but she really ain't my cousin. You know, they got options. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's an ego to see if I still got it. Oh, I got my girl, but I'm gonna have a little treat on the side. You know, just like when you go out to eat, you got an appetizer, entree, and a dessert. That's how it is sometimes. Yeah. Some women do the same thing too, you know. Hey, to each his own. Right. I don't agree with it, but
You ever cheated?
Have I ever cheated?
On any, yeah. Anybody you ever dated? Have you ever
when
cheated?
I was younger, yeah, hell yeah. What you talking about?
So what you mean when you was younger? How old was you?
I was like in my 20s.
You was in your 20s?
Yeah.
So what made you cheat? What made you cheat?
Because I was bored. What you talking about?
What you mean? Like, you gotta explain, like, you was bored with it. What
I was
mean by
bored
that?
With the situation. Plus, we wasn't doing nothing. We wasn't going out. We was young. We weren't doing shit. So, the next person
so
came
why,
along.
Why you didn't end it?
What you mean, why I ain't end it? Because I ain't want to
why
at
you
the
just
time.
Didn't say?
Because I wanted both. What you mean?
Why?
Because.
Why you didn't end
one
it?
Had good
what
dick
you wanted?
One had
what
good
you wanted?
Head. Does that break it down to you a little bit?
Nah, because you. Nah, because you got you to gotta
I mean,
find
what
out.
What? What?
You gotta find out that part though. So when you cheating, you don't know what the other motherfucker got. It's just all talk at that point until you decide to take it there.
No, not he asked why I cheated. Meaning, yeah, we went there. So you of course this is why I'm cheating on you. I'm gonna continuously do it because
Nah. You cheated before you knew that the nigga had good dick or good mouth.
Break that down because I'm talking to him because I'm having a conversation.
No, going out there to get ate on or get fucked on, that's cheating.
Yeah,
and you could have made that trip and the nigga pull out 2 inches of meat and he chewing on your pussy.
Hey, I can go get some dick at home.
But what I'm saying though, is the act had already been committed. Now, whether it was good, now that might have been what made it continue. But what made it happen, they had nothing to do with whether it was good or bad or what you wanted, because you didn't know what you wanted.
No. At the time, no, I didn't know what I was doing. I was young. Who knows what they want when they young? Did you know what you want when you was young? Because I'm for sure you was
course,
out fucking too doing
of course
all that
not.
Shit.
But it's a difference. It's a difference between male
fuck
and female.
Fuck that shit.
Though.
No, there's no difference. I don't believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, bro,
no,
I don't agree with that. It's the same
it's
shit.
Supreme, and fuck that shit. I don't believe that shit. Nope.
But okay, so
that's just telling me that all I'm saying is that sometimes in most situations the female matures more.
They
than
do.
The
we
male.
Do.
And y'all be ready for more before we are ready for more. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with you with that, absolutely. But everybody goes through their changes when they're young. Everybody goes through a period where they do dumb stuff. Yes, women mature faster, so it may not take us that long to get to the point to where we're like, okay, this is some bullshit. I'm not even on that. I'll say some women, it took me till I was like, what, 25? Okay, you know what? I ain't gonna be doing this. This ain't, you know, this ain't cool. But some men, it take y'all till y'all get about 50. Then you wanna act right. You ain't no good at 50.
Well, why not? Damn,
you gotta take pills. Your dick probably ain't getting up. You probably slow motion with stuff. Yeah. You don't wanna do shit. You know, shit starts slowing down as you get older.
Well, I guess we will see once I turn 50.
I'm 30, but I'm mid 30s and my shit still rocking. Goddammit.
You ain't taking no Cialis.
I ain't even gonna stunt. I have.
I was finna say.
I popped the half of Viagra, but I almost killed the motherfucker off that shit.
Hey, she liked it, I bet.
She told me never again.
You must have been too strong. You never probably again. Took
the whole pill. I took half because I was scared.
I'm off.
Damn, dick hard all
day. He turned into the Incredible Hulk.
But you know what's crazy though, bro? That shit don't keep you rock hard though. That shit, that you could, once you nut, your shit gets soft for a minute. And then, but if she blink at you wrong or goddamn.
It's gonna get right back up.
Brush your motherfucking elbow. That motherfucker ready to go.
Attention! I know about that
Cialis
dick. I know,
Shorty. Let me ask you a question. Hey, do you believe in sex on the first night?
Do I believe in sex on the first night? Okay, yes. I'm gonna tell you this. Now, yeah, because my last relationship, I had sex with him on the first night that we like went out or whatever. But we were together for 5 years, so 4 or 5 years, so. I don't know if that counts for anything because I haven't had sex on the first night since then. But I mean, yeah, we grown. I'm not against it.
What about you?
What?
You that's asked him that question. Of course he fucked it on the first
bro,
night.
Bro, that's what we
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Right. Wait. I don't know. I don't know what he gonna say. He just didn't agree with me on women maturing faster than men.
I do agree with that. I agree with that. Okay, I don't think it's because of the. I don't think that's what's gonna push a woman to cheat though, because the woman want a relationship and a nigga don't. Look, what she was talking about was one shit shaker with dude, it was boring with dude.
And you gotta have that connection too. If that chemistry and that spark ain't that, shit gets boring.
Right.
And especially if you're young, you're not, you know, in your 30s, you're not mature enough to try to work some shit out. You ain't thinking about that. That's the last thing you're thinking about.
Right. But yeah, as far as the on the first night, bro, that's for me, that's what I'm shooting for from jump. Now, it may be some shit that happened in between, you know, us meeting on a date and then us getting to the bedroom that make me be like, nah, I'm straight on shorty, or nah, you know what, I'm gonna give her a little bit more time before I push that issue. But initially, once the date gets set up, I'm like, man, Joe, let me make sure I got some rubbers with me just in case some shit shake.
You licking ass?
I'm grown.
Okay, that's good. As long as you know what you're doing.
I don't know what that means, though. Yes. Like, what is that?
And I'm gonna keep it 100 with
licking
you.
Licking that tongue to the back.
I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, bro. Any grown ass man that say he eat pussy but don't eat ass is lying.
They a fucking liar.
And I'm explaining to you scientifically why they lying. You, the asshole and the pussy.
Right next to it. Oh, I like him. Yes, God. Come on.
The asshole and the pussy is about the length of your pinky fingernail apart from each other. So if you eating the pussy right, your bottom lip is on her asshole.
It's going to touch it. Yes, it is. Oh, he know what he doing. Look at you. Throwing out the damn techniques. Okay.
So niggas that... Any nigga that eat pussy that say he don't eat ass, what he means to say is he don't eat ass on purpose.
Facts.
All
right.
Yeah.
And nigga be hollering, oh man, that shit nasty. That shit nasty. Bro, her panties is on her ass and her pussy. So
thank you.
Even if you going down there to eat pussy and you strictly and you block her asshole off so you don't lick that motherfucker, guess what? You licking ass juice because it's on her pussy.
Thank you. Any nigga that ain't licking no ass is a fucking faggot. I'm sorry. It's my take.
What? Okay, shorty nigga, you lick that?
Yeah, before? I'm not licking no ass. I'm getting my ass licked to the point to nigga suck a fart out my ass. No, I'm not licking nobody's ass. Fuck that. Nope.
Why? Why are you not licking
because
no ass?
Because I don't believe in that. I don't do that. I'm not putting in my mouth.
Hey, if you don't believe in it, why you getting it done?
Because I like it and it feels good. What you talking about? Why am I getting it done?
But you don't believe in it. She say she don't believe in it.
I don't believe in you doing it.
Bro, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this.
You asking me asking or her? You.
From a uh-huh. man's perspective, what position can you get your ass
thank
licked
you.
In and be manly
legs
with?
Cock open. You a nigga. Legs cock open.
You either lay on your back with your legs in the air or you bent over on your knees, bro. Tell me how that's manly.
Exactly.
It ain't, man. It's not manly. But niggas be getting that shit done. So, and... That if you get it done, that don't mean you gay.
No, I'm not saying to make you gay at all. What I'm saying is, for one, how do you ask a woman to eat your ass? If that's like,
baby, can you eat my ass?
We ask for head. Hey, baby, go ahead, suck this dick or whatever. Oh, lick my balls. But how do you,
why you
like,
down
how
there,
you,
lick my
hey,
ass?
Hey, baby, hit that asshole for me. Like, nah, bro. You can't even feel manly.
That.
You can't even feel manly asking for that shit.
That's facts. You right about that.
But that shit do feel good in a motherfucker, though.
It's your nasty ass.
See?
Nigga been having his ass licked.
Look at this guy.
That shit do feel good in a motherfucker, though.
Shorty Nick, what's your homegirl name?
Art Love Candy.
Art Love Candy had made she had said something like, She loved to suck nipples. So, hey, do you like getting your nipples sucked on?
To a certain extent, yeah. Don't bite
you
my
like
shit though. Don't pull my shit
though. Just when I asked you, like your nipples big? Like,
nah,
ooh,
don't pull my shit and don't bite on my shit. But you can lick and suck on them motherfuckers all you want.
I guess I just feel like me sucking on the man. I like my titties sucked on, my nipples sucked on. I just feel like you're gonna take the time away from me, so you want me to come suck on yours? Like, you know what? let me do that at the end after you do take care of me. I do you at the end.
Right, like, right.
You know, I don't know about that. Never got into the nipples that much, but hey. To each his own, no judging, you know. I try, you know, flick my tongue on it a little bit, see how you react. If he act like a little bitch,
nah,
you keep doing it, like, oh, okay, this will get
you. You gotta go into that with a full head of steam. You can't be going into that second guessing, acting like you trying to see if he gonna like it. Just do that
right.
Shit. Don't ask no questions or nothing. Just go ahead, put your mouth on it and do what you do, you know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Myself, my next sexual encounter, I'm gonna put that down on my sex list. Lick nipples. Gotcha.
So what's going on, man? I heard your new episode today, man. That shit was fire.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
That shit was fire, man. Like, I like what you're doing with your platform, man. That shit, I think your shit gonna get bigger and bigger, man.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I can't wait till we collab. We gonna kill them when we do that shit. Shut the shit down.
You got a line. I'm in a line, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wanna get on your show, man. My boy, he wants to get on your show. He wanna talk that freaky shit with you and I love Ken.
Come on.
He wanna talk that freaky shit, man. Like, definitely, man. Hey, Jack, you think you ready for that, man? They grilling you. They gonna grill
man,
you.
Man, I'm
too,
with
man.
It. Ain't no,
hey,
ain't no.
Hit my Instagram up, DM me so you can go ahead and get in there. At Shorty Nick.
Ain't no shame in my game.
I see, cause you straight went for it when I was talking about the Cialis. You said that dick was deadly. I like that. I got some other
questions. I'm talking about that motherfucker was.
Was it poking through your pants?
Huh?
Was it poking through your pants when you put your pants back on?
No, I was all right. I just stayed naked.
Are you, oh, okay. No, that's good.
There wasn't no point in putting no pants back on. Fuck that.
Because it's just going to get right back. I would have been fucking with you just flicking my hand.
Yeah, your ass would have been in trouble.
Trouble is good. Trouble is great.
Facts.
What kind of trouble?
Man, all kind of trouble.
She would have been in.
All kind of trouble.
Man, you got to explain yourself, man. We just... On the I Am Super Facts podcast, man, we don't talk in codes, man. We say what it
bro,
is.
Bro, she would have been so getting fucked it? All day.
Hey!
What
you mean? No
break. Hey, man. Hey, this conversation needs to be on your show.
All day, bro.
Came on mine. I don't know if y'all listeners ready for this.
I ain't playing.
You say you ain't playing, huh? Look at you. Okay. I'm
about
making a little sex tape all
day. Come on, I ain't playing. Hey, do you Shorty Nick, do you be making guys come fast?
That's the object of the game.
Why is that the object? Like, I never understood that because some females they don't like it, they talk about you, but then I hear some females say, you know, it makes them feel good.
It do. If I put this pussy on you come. And I ride you in 5 minutes, you out the game, oh yeah, I got your ass. You good.
She but talking that shit, but he better be ready for the second round, right?
Exactly.
I was about to say.
You better not be playing, because if you can't get that shit back up within like 5-10 minutes, I'm cussing your ass the fuck out. Get that dick back up. What you doing? But you need some help, I'll help you. But that 5 minutes, that was just a test. That was just the, you know, the warm up.
Let me ask you this, Nick. How you get them back up though?
What you mean? It all depends. If I gotta suck it, you gonna suck it back up. You gotta jag it off. It's gonna get back up. Okay. You better. Well, he gonna have problems.
I guess I'm a different type of nigga in here.
You gonna have to get the fuck out, buddy. You can't come with no hard dick just one time.
Why
the
you
fuck
different?
Out. What you doing?
I don't like for a woman to be jagging my dick off, bro.
You just like to jag your dick off yourself?
Nah, not if I'm in front of a woman.
So if that time if
I'm trying to get my dick back hard, just go and put the pussy in my face. That'll get my dick back hard.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good one. I like that. That's instantly would be like, okay, you are my fan.
Yeah.
I'm hitting the star. Like, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. You said the right
thing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to need you on the show. You're going to need to go ahead and walk your ass down to my show. Because I got some questions for you.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Let me know. Hit that inbox. Hit it.
I'm finna DM you right now.
So let me ask y'all this question.
Go ahead.
How often do y'all be jagging off?
Every day.
See, I like you because you're not fucking lying. Thank you.
Thank you.
You use lube, don't you?
Nah, Vaseline.
What you? Vaseline? You need to try the lube.
Let me explain to you why I don't like lube. Lube, after you beat your dick for a certain amount of time with lube, it gets sticky.
True.
And it don't feel Vaseline, the longer you go, the slipperier that shit gets.
Why you ain't try baby oil?
Baby oil the same way.
That's what I was gonna say. I would prefer baby oil than Vaseline if I had to.
Nah, baby oil gel work better than regular baby oil.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that a little bit. So you say every day, what you looking at? The phone? You watch Pornhub? What you looking at?
No, I use
Instagram.
I use X videos.
Ain't that the shit? I love that. I used to watch my midget porn on there.
Dang.
Love it. Midget porn. I got a fetish with midgets, y'all.
What the fuck?
I had a fetish with midgets. Like, I got to see how they fuck. They get pregnant. Fuck it. No offense.
I've never seen nothing like that.
It's on the internet. It's on the internet.
It's definitely on
there. Hell yeah.
You seen that? Nah, I ain't never
seen that.
Bridget the Midget get it popped.
Oh.
Bridget the Midget.
Who?
Yeah. They be having big old booties.
They be
thick as hell.
Man, they do. And they be fucking taking the dick like, damn, okay. little ass throwing that pussy back. I like that.
That's some funny shit. Bridget the Midget, man.
She
I never
famous,
heard
of bro. She was on Howard Stern and some motion. She been on movies and everything. Like regular movies. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I think she was on one of the Hangovers, if I'm not mistaken.
I gotta check that out. I ain't know, man. I wasn't paying attention.
I need you to get your porn game up.
Facts. He one of them niggas that say he don't beat his dick though.
Right, he probably beat his dick every day, but I ain't gonna say nothing. He showed up and answer like I be mine 3 times a week.
Right,
nothing. He's an everydayer. I hear it in his voice. So yeah.
Nah, I don't do that every day. But you know what I'm saying, it was a time I did. But you know, sometimes you gotta fall back. So it can get addictive. No. Like
I heard that.
They say if you don't use that it, you lose it. Fuck you talking about.
Hey, I like that. You gotta keep it active. That's
fuck you talking about. You funny as hell.
Keep it active.
I know. That's
for
funny
me, though,
as hell.
It's safer for me because I like fucking raw. So I'd rather beat my dick than to be out here just willy nilly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't be out here just fucking.
You don't strap.
Hell
you don't
yeah,
be strapping
strap
up.
You just
right.
Like
you did just
when I'm in a relationship, I'm fucking raw, and regardless,
good cleanup.
Regardless, fucking raw feel better than fucking with a condom. I don't give a fuck if you fucking 18 different chicks. If you hit all 18 of them raw, it's gonna feel better than you hitting all 18 of them with a rubber on. So for
I mean
me,
that's true, but that's nasty.
It is nasty. So for me. What I do to alleviate me trying to fuck 18 chicks raw, not saying that I'm fucking 18 chicks, but...
How many are you fucking?
One. What I do to alleviate me trying to fuck raw is I beat my dick. So when I do got to put on the condom, it's no problem. But if I'm not beating my dick, then I'm constantly trying to run up in something raw just to get that feeling.
So you ain't got no self-discipline, my nigga.
What you mean? That's
you
why I beat my dick. That's my discipline.
If you didn't beat your dick, you just said you're going to be trying to run up in something.
Of course. Because exactly. I know what it feel like to fuck wrong.
Discipline. But I agree with you jacking it off every day. Go ahead. To keep yourself disciplined and maintain with your one lady, that's good.
Yeah, I got to do what I got to do.
What about you?
What about me? Every day before I get in the shower.
Hey.
I'm knocking myself down. Sorry.
What you sorry for?
I'm just saying. I'm not sorry. Shit, I don't care. We human. Who don't do that? If you've never made yourself come before,
man, you walk around this motherfucker mad all day.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. If you can't experience your own body, how the fuck somebody else gonna experience it? Nah, I'm making myself come, and I'm making myself come very good. Shout out to Candy Coated Products. I use those too.
So what's that about? What y'all got going on?
Sex toys.
That's Candy Burris, bro. I told you.
Yeah.
With her fine ass.
Shout out to Candy. She's a freak. I like it.
Bro,
the products are awesome. Ugh.
You ever use a toy, bro?
What?
No.
Get your ass off this one. You ain't never used no toy doing
sex. I swear.
No, I'm talking about by yourself. Fuck you talking about.
What the fuck I'm gonna use the toy for?
Bro.
That's gay.
Bro.
Put the vibrator on your muscle.
Nah, I ain't talking about no deal though, nigga.
I don't know what you talking about, bro.
He
like
about
what the hell? Pause, bro.
Nah,
pause.
I ain't even talking about that.
What you talking
bro,
about?
Bro, you ain't gotta pause, you ain't seen bro. The little sleeves, bro?
Oh, I got those. A helping hand.
Man, them motherfuckers feel like a real pussy.
They do, yes. Would you get the lube? Yep,
nigga.
I use it on my ex,
man, no, I never seen those. And I never
bro,
thought
you
about
crazy.
Those.
I'm gonna send you a picture of one, bro. No homo.
I have one. Man. If you want a purse stick, get at me.
Bro, but listen, though. I say this with Shorty Meat.
Yeah,
that shit
that
might
me.
Be that
say
shit
that.
Might be a little gay.
Same
thing.
that shit might be a little
you gotta talk. You gotta talk crazy on her platform.
It's too much for him. He can't handle it.
Look, super fast going. He gonna have to send it to you. Like, you go ahead and post this one. I'm gonna lead this one.
I'll do all the editing.
Yo.
Yo, we gonna see what's gonna happen. Yeah, man. You know, y'all know what my content right. trying to be like. I'm trying to get into these relationships. I'm trying to get into like why you think your other half did what they did, he or she. I'm trying to get into all that. We trying to break it down to a science.
I like that.
Get a whole bunch of stories together, and then we can figure it out.
Man, the science behind all of that shit, bro, is motherfuckers just ain't honest with they self. And I don't mean honest like, oh baby, I didn't like, you know, when you said what you said. I mean honest, like, prime example, and I know for me, like, even something that's tangible like sex, right? 9 times out of 10, when we have sex with somebody, we either do what we like or we do what the last motherfucker we was fucking with like.
Yep.
We don't take into consideration what the motherfucker that we actually fucking right now like.
Yep.
So the honesty part comes in where that person can tell you, no, I don't like that. And you don't make yourself feel some type of way because they telling you they don't like that. Like Shorty Meek said, she like her ass ate. Mm-hmm. Well, the new nigga might not like to eat ass. But instead of him telling her, man, Shorty, you know, I don't really like doing that shit.
You better lick this pussy.
Right. He might either not do it, or he may do it, and in his mind, he thinking, man, I really don't like this shit. But he doing it anyway. So then that may make him go fuck with a bitch that don't like her ass getting ate.
But he like everything else
about Shorty Neek, so he's still fucking with her while he fucking with this other bitch. Mm.
Give me something better than that.
I was just using that as an example. I'm just gonna fuck with another bitch
because you want me to eat your ass all the time and I don't like doing it. Get the fuck out of here.
I was just using that as an example. Another example. Some chicks have an odor down there. Check this out though. Some chicks may think that odor is normal because they done had it all their life and they've been going to the doctor and the doctor ain't said nothing to them about it and they don't think. And I don't mean like the odor where I ain't talking about the odor where as soon as you pull your panties down you can smell that motherfucker. I'm talking about after you've been fucking for a minute and that shit. You know, I'm the type of nigga after I fuck, I touch my dick and smell my hand.
You
know what that is? I mean, yo, I'm just keeping it 100. But and there's some chicks that I have fucked with that it don't necessarily stink, but it's not pleasant to me. And instead of me saying, hey, you know, like, how do you tell a girl her pussy stink?
Maybe she don't drink no water. It's all about what you put into your body and what you eat, what you drink. All that shit can cause odors and your pH balance.
But what I'm saying is, from a man, from a man's perspective, how do you have that conversation with a woman? Especially if, like you said, we fucking on the first night, right? We fuck on the first night.
Your shit stank. Fuck that. Fuck wrong.
But what if you really like her though? And then you tell her pussy stank, and that's what I'm talking about with the honesty thing. Because most women, and this is just my assumption, most women will automatically take offense to that.
Offense to it, yeah, I agree.
Instead of being honest with themselves and saying, "Well, let me smell it. Let me see what it smells like. What do you let's have a conversation. Let's get to it." Or if a nigga dick ain't big enough, and you tell him, "Hey, you know your shit all right, but you know I like to feel a nigga hitting me in my stomach, and you ain't really there yet. But if we do it like this, you know he may." Take offense to that, man. Shorty said my dick too little. now his feelings hurt. Now his ego hurt. Now he like, well, man, you know, I'm going to just go and stop fucking with her and I'm going to go and fuck
with her. But y'all niggas be knowing when y'all dicks are little. Like,
some niggas don't, though, because bitches be lying to them all their life.
You got to know that little thing ain't going to be on nothing.
But
you looking at it, you wrapping it in your hands, you know that your dick is little. Stop playing with me. Your hands damn near too big. Mm-mm.
So we keep so we keeping it 100. I'm going to keep it 100. I used to think my dick was too little.
And did you measure it with a ruler?
Of course. Okay. But I'm gonna tell you. The reason I thought that though is because watching porn, them niggas be walking around with whole forearms. Like I seen a porn where a nigga was fucking a girl, he had both his hands around his dick.
Ooh.
And was still bottoming out in her shit. I'm like, hell no.
What's wrong with that?
Check that out.
I think his name Mandingo.
Mandingo. No ass out here.
But
pause.
But
yeah, pause that, man.
He came right with it. I think it's Mandingo.
Because I can't remember, but I can tell you, I know for a fact the girl that he was fucking, her name Tia Sweets. I know for sure that. So if you look up,
I'm gonna type that in.
Right. If you type in Tia Sweets, you'll see that video that I'm talking about. But anyway,
yeah,
I'm
gonna type that on
here. Watching that shit and then pulling my pants down, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I ain't hitting no shit. But never had a complaint. But
you probably the one that's thick. You know how some men, they penis be small. They don't have the whole length, but they got the width, thickness.
I just sent the picture to your DM. No, I'm just fucking.
Don't you do that. Look at you.
Nah, I'm
don't
just,
you do that. Why some dude did that. Send me his whole joint like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't say I was accepting those.
Right.
I'm saying you don't like that, or what's to that with you, man? Like, if a dude send you a pic,
if we not
I mean,
talking,
what's
like
your thoughts
random,
on
random? I ain't really with all that. Nah.
Bro, that shit ain't no different than rape, bro.
I ain't really with all.
How
that.
Do you? The hell, yeah, that's rape. Right. Now you just randomly
dropping dick off and
like,
shit,
bro.
Like,
just imagine. Imagine.
Dropping dick off. I'm dropping dick off.
All in DMs.
Imagine, Jeff, you go to work and if you just in the office with a chick, just any chick at your job, and you just pull your dick out. What's gonna happen?
Yeah, that's sexual. That's sexual
harassment. Right.
So what's gonna happen? You gonna lose your job? CPD coming to look for you. Probably. So tell me, what's the difference in the DM? What's the difference?
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's, yeah.
Like, if me and this guy is not talking, we're not communicating, we, you know, got something going on, I don't feel like, don't send me your shit. Keep your joint to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm good. Now, we talking, and we got something going on, you know, we vibing together. You want to drop that motherfucker off? Okay, cool. Because we didn't already establish. We probably even went out. You know what I'm saying? But just random shit? Nah, buddy. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Come on. Right. Drop the dick off.
You show enough, drop the dick off. Here you go. No.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild as hell. But yeah, I mean, but back to the conversation, you know, like that shit fuck with a nigga conscience. Like, And when you get down to the nitty gritty of it, it's just honesty. And she ain't telling you, man, you ain't hitting on shit, gonna kick rocks. She's just telling you what she like. And she may at some point get used to your shit. She may have just got through fucking with a nigga with 14 inches who was beating her shit out the frame.
Whoa,
and
gotta
get readjusted. Right. She might have to get readjusted.
Hello.
So, you know, that to me, that's why relationships don't work. It's even outside of sex. Just being honest about what makes you tick or what makes you don't tick, you know? And people don't want to make them adjustments. They go through that like I told you earlier, they go through them comfort levels where this is what I'm comfortable with doing, and when some shit make them uncomfortable, instead of them, like when you laying in the bed, you get uncomfortable, you roll over, you may put one of your feet out of the cover, some shit, you get yourself, you don't just get out the bed and be like, man, fuck that bed, I'm just gonna stay up all night, because I'm not comfortable.
Right.
No, you get comfortable. That's how you got to do in a relationship. You get uncomfortable, you got to fucking roll over. You got to move the blanket a little bit up, you know, some shit like, you may have to buy a whole new bed, whatever.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm sitting on here trying to drop you some knowledge. Go ahead.
Hey, he gonna drop even more once you have.
And I cannot wait, so we can really get into some things.
Hey, I think your girl gonna get out.
I'ma tell her, sick him.
She gonna be, hey, she cold blooded.
Candy pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Candy.
But I feel like you'll be ready for, so you good. I think
he'll be ready.
I think he'll be ready.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one thing I ain't shy about. I mean, I'm grown. Keep it 100, man. It is what it is. Some people ain't gonna like it. Whatever. Hey, some people gonna love it.
Fuck them if they don't like it. Who cares?
Right.
You're watching it. You're listening to it. Hey.
Yes, man. But look, I want to thank y'all, man, for having this conversation.
Anytime.
It got a little raunchy, but that's okay, man. I am super fast. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens sometimes. We don't know what's gonna happen.
Expect the unexpected.
We just hit record and we just
let the chips fall where they may.
See what goes, man.
Bad.
Yeah, you know. So I want to thank Shorty Nick. I want to thank Shy. I want to thank y'all, man. Maybe, you know, we gonna do this again, you know.
Yes.
It don't stop. It never stop. Go ahead, shout y'all stuff out, man. If y'all got some coming up or anything, say what y'all got to say. Shorty Nick, you can go first.
Like Shorty Nick, you can find me at Shorty Nick Hot Room Combo. Also, you can find me on Instagram at Shorty Nick, Twitter, and Snapchat.
Yeah, you got anything coming up? Any events or anything?
Yes, I do. I'm having a toy party, pre-Valentine's Day party, and also we're going to be filming live with the lady at the party on February 9th. If you're interested in coming, hit my DM at Shorty Nick.
So this gonna be so the info gonna be on your page, on your IG and stuff. Okay, cool. That sounds like a plan. Shy, what's good, man? What's up? You got anything?
Ain't nothing going on but a whole bunch of work. Unless the motherfucker wanna come help me build some of these boats.
I feel you on that, man. Hey, I respect. Thank y'all. Thank y'all very much. And we're gonna do this again.
All right now.
All right.
All right.
Holla.